J. Michael welcoming you back into the Academy. We hope that you have been able to stay with us after the last two episodes. Today, we are in Step 4, the object of our anger. This lesson will help us focus on the practical application of what we have learned so far. If this is the first episode you have listened to, it will mean very little to you. We encourage you to listen to all episodes before listening to this one. For those who have listened from the start, this begins the process of putting together the pieces of the puzzle. So let's join Don as he teaches the object of our anger.
Thank you, J. Michael. A thorough introduction to this very important step in our journey to habituation. I am not going to spend time going back into the past to clarify lessons that have been already taught, other than to encourage you to fully comprehend what has been presented so far. If you are still unsure about terms like lock on and lock out, visualization, positive self-talk, the three consciousnesses, perceptual truth, or any other terms I have used, please take the time to review those episodes. I recommend that because having a firm understanding and belief in those truths is necessary to understand and totally buy into these next two steps. Honestly, this is where you may start believing that my tinnitus had made me a bit loony, if you haven't thought that already. I've said all along this trip would be hard. Anything worthwhile in our life is. Being a good parent is hard. Being a good husband or wife is hard. Being good at playing any instrument is hard. I played baseball. Being a good baseball player is hard. Yes, all of these life's experiences are enjoyable, but being the best at them, that's hard. You can't just coast through life. It's like rowing a boat upstream. It's really hard to row against the current, but it can be done. However, if you stop rowing and start drifting back, all the progress you made is negated. And so it is with habituation. We've learned a lot. We've been rowing upstream, and many have stopped rowing and they've ended up back where they started, or worse. The great thing, once we get to the top, we enter the lake of completion, where the water is smooth, the mountains are beautiful, the birds are singing, and we've achieved perfection. That's why I have named this the art of habituation. Art in any form is hard. So let's keep rowing. Why are you here? My guess is you are here because I have guaranteed that if you stay with me, you can achieve habituation and can live a life with peace and tranquility. Or maybe you're just curious. To be clear, I have not guaranteed silence, but peace. To get from here to there, you must identify the object of your anger and frustration. And you're saying, well, duh, it's this constant ringing in my ears. Actually, the ringing you sense is not the problem. It's a symptom of the problem. You might say that not being able to find a cure is the object of your anger. Again, that frustration is not the problem. It is a symptom of the problem. You might even say societal apathy towards tinnitus is the object of your anger. Well, that's another symptom. Let's say you visit your doctor with an ailment and you want him to make you better. So he gives you some pills and sends you home. You go home, take the pills, but the problem persists. So you go back to the doctor and he gives you some different pills to treat your problem. You get home, take the pills, and the problem gets worse. So, you go to the emergency room because your doctor has gone home for the day. The orderly takes one look at you and puts you on a gurney and rushes you into the OR. You have a 10-inch gash in your chest, and you've almost bled out. What happened? The doctor was giving you pills for the pain because you were telling him you had a pain in your chest. He was not treating the problem, he was treating the symptoms of the problem. In effect, he was masking the problem, but he was not solving the problem. We have a problem, but our problem is not the sounds in our head. Just think of how many cures are out there, many of which you may have tried, and some of them I did. Natural supplements, vitamins, plants and herbs, sound therapy. One simple trick, no more ringing. Earbuds, amitriptyline, nortriptyline, and a plethora, or is that plethora? Anyway, lots of other mind-bending drugs. Then we have Dr. Mandel's thumping, pulling, tapping, and what he calls cervicogenics. I'm sure I said that wrong. Ginkgo biloba, dozens of masking apps, eardrops, expensive hearing aids, and I could go on forever, it seems. What's happening is companies and doctors are making millions of dollars getting us to believe they can cure tinnitus. Many don't even seem to know that tinnitus has nothing to do with our ears. And our anger builds, am I right? But all of these so-called cures are only focusing on the symptoms of the problem. They are not attacking the problem. Now, right about now, you think I'm trying to convince you to buy some more pills or another set of earbuds. And that's what I'd be thinking too. But I'm simply trying to lay some nice floor tile on the floor so I can start putting up those curtains. We do have a problem. No argument there. I think of that Apollo 13 movie. Houston, we have a problem. We do, and the problem must be attacked. But we must stop going back to swimming in the pool of symptoms and start addressing the problem. So are you ready for the problem? Are you sure? Have I piqued your interest enough to have you really pay attention to what I am going to tell you? And are you convinced that the truth is only what we perceive it to be? Because what I am going to tell you here is the truth. It's going to sound insanely absurd. But you know what? The truth often is absurd. The object of our anger and frustration is, wait for it now, you're gonna like this, our crazy uncle. We're gonna let that sink in for a minute or two while J. Michael steps in and says a word about our podcast platform. Thank you, my brother. Did you think about that? Are you thinking maybe right now that I am your crazy uncle? I may be crazy, but I'm probably not your uncle. The truth, as I just stated, is why I spent the time over the last two segments teaching on our perception of the truth. We must lock out our old perception of the truth and lock on to the real truth. What is that real truth? The truth is we have a crazy uncle living with us. I've got another one of my stories. And let me tell you that story and stay with me here. Stay with me here now. We tinnitus sufferers, we all have very similar stories. We were going through living our lives, not bothering anyone. We were happy living our lives, going to our jobs, enjoying our family, our friends, our faith. Some of us we're well off. Some of us, maybe not so much. But we are all the same. Life was pretty good. Then something happened. Something we had nothing to do with and something we had no control over. There was no explanation. It just happened. Our aunt passed away. Suddenly. No warning. She was fine when she went to bed, but then she never woke up. The doctors were baffled. There were no warning signs. She just passed away. Now, this is bad enough. We loved our aunt. But the real problem wasn't really her passing away. The problem was her husband, our uncle. Our uncle, who had been certified insane by the doctors. But our aunt did not want to put him into a home because she knew those were very bad places. Her last will and testament made us the executor of her will and stated that we had to care for our uncle, our crazy uncle. All of a sudden, we had a problem. And that problem was coming home with us. There was no way we could get away from the problem. The first night was the worst night of our lives. Our crazy uncle screamed and yelled all night long. He pounded on the walls of the spare bedroom where we had him. He shook the bed and it banged against the walls continually all night long. We could not get him to stop. It seemed the more we tried to get him to quiet down, the worse it got. We tried and tried as we might, but we could not sleep, and by the time the sun came up, we were exhausted. But our crazy uncle seemed to just get louder and louder. We sought help. Certainly, there must be someone out there that could solve our problem. We went to social services. They were in no position to take him off our hands, but did offer Meals on Wheels. We went to psychiatrists and psychologists, but their answer was always the same, pills, pills, and more pills. We went to nutritionists and every alternate physician we could find, but the answer was always the same. There is no cure, and we will have to find a way to deal with our crazy uncle. We went to friends seeking help. Maybe they had the same problem we did and could help us. In fact, there were a couple friends who were going through a similar problem, but they were in no condition to help because it seemed their family problem was even worse than ours. Finally, we went to our family for help. Surely they would be able to give us some answers and help, but their only response was they could not understand what the problem was. What was the big deal? He seemed harmless and wasn't hurting anyone. Their attitude, you know, just suck it up. We began to panic. We searched the internet for any help we could find. We joined Facebook groups to see if there was anyone who was in a similar condition. In fact, there seemed to be a lot of people struggling like we were, but the answers were always the same. Pills and therapy and soundproof walls and earplugs and loud music to mask the pounding on the walls. Sedatives. Not for him, but for us. Sleeping pills. More drugs. The frustration grew deeper. Anger seemed to be the only emotion we were feeling. It got so bad that we did not want to be around anyone. We felt so isolated. Thoughts of ending our life dominated our day. There seemed to be no hope. You see, the problem, friends, is not the noise. It's not the banging, the yelling, the screaming, the whistling, the whooshing. The noise is just the symptom of the problem. Our problem and the bullseye of our anger is our perceived inability to do anything about our crazy uncle. Note I said perceived. Right now, the truth, as you perceive it, is that you cannot do anything about your crazy uncle, your tinnitus. How many of the cures have you tried? How many doctors, audiologists, and so-called magicians, if you will, have you sought out to remove your crazy uncle? How many groups on Facebook do you belong to? The more you seek for that magic potion, the louder your crazy uncle becomes because your frustrations grow with every failed attempt. You've adopted the why me position. You may have given up. The real frustration is that there is no answer to that question. And that is the problem. We must deal with it. It simply is what it is. Your crazy uncle is living with you. And until they come up with a cure for what he suffers from, he's staying in your house. Remember our study of our three conscious states, the conscious, the subconscious, and the creative subconscious? You will now understand why I took the time to teach that. Your conscious state wants to kill your uncle. Your subconscious is telling you that that will be worse than the noise. All the while, your creative subconscious is trying to seek out a solution that it may feed to the subconscious that might cure the problem. Now look, this is not what I have deemed woo-woo stuff. This is not psychobabble. It is what is going to put you into habituation and give you the peace from the noise your crazy uncle is making. But the key is you must see the solution I'm going to give you as truth. And the truth is there is a solution. In our next step, I'm going to teach how to neutralize your crazy uncle. These will be proven strategies that work, but you must convince yourself they will work. It will be hard, especially if your crazy uncle has lived with you for any length of time, because you have a predetermined set of beliefs. And this set of beliefs will fight against you because your creative subconscious will not accept them at the truth. And it will feed your subconscious, which will feed your conscious to get you to deny that these will be the truths. I hope that made sense. You must change the picture of yourself in your creative subconscious. You must change the perception of the truth. And here is the truth. Instead of letting your crazy uncle control your life, you must learn to control your crazy uncle by living your life. Let me say that again. Instead of letting your crazy uncle control your life, you must learn to control your crazy uncle by living your life. And when you realize the noise in your head is not the problem, and you learn to treat the problem and not the symptom, this is habituation. Let me give you something maybe to help clarify what I've been saying. Let us for a moment consider the one thing that more people suffer from than tinnitus: being overweight. The majority of Americans are overweight or obese. Children are spending all their time with their gadgets and games and not outside playing ball or riding their bikes the way we used to do when I was a kid. Adults aren't any better. And we are eating more of the garbage that keeps us fat. Then we wonder why we can't lose weight. We grow up fat. We get fatter. Then we think we can take pills or packaged foods and lose weight. We think we can walk on a treadmill for 30 minutes every other day and lose weight. None of that works. And none of that will work until we learn to focus on our crazy uncle and stop letting him control our life. The crazy uncle of weight loss is the picture we have of ourselves. We look in the mirror and we tell ourselves how fat we are. We're just no good. We're not worth anything because we're so fat. And then we tell ourselves, I can't lose weight. We rationalize it by telling ourselves and others about our low metabolism. Or, well, you know, it's hereditary. My mom had the same problem. These perceived truths are fed into the subconscious as real. Then the subconscious feeds this perceived reality to the conscious to make sure the actions meet the perception. The conscious then feeds the perceived reality by using phrases like, I can't lose weight, or I see nothing I try that ever works, so why should I even try? However, if we can change the perception and start telling ourselves we can do it, we are thin over and over and over again enough times, that our subconscious believes it and sends a message to our conscious that yes, indeed, we are thin, the conscious part of our mind makes the decision to eat less and exercise more without any external reinforcement. Once the crazy uncle is sedated, we will have preconditioned habits like stopping by McDonald's every other day for lunch. These will change. These preconditioned habits will change. We'll stop going by McDonald's. When we can change the picture of ourselves, we can tame the crazy uncle and we will lose weight. Yes, we can talk about setting goals and working towards them. I am a goal setter. Perfection is the successful completion of worthwhile goals. And it works. But if you don't change the image of yourself in your creative subconscious, you will go right back to the bad habits when that goal weight is reached. The picture of yourself in your mind must be changed, the new truth created, and the crazy uncle will be tamed and, in fact, will become a part of the new you. This concept works for anything in your life that needs changing. You want to be a better spouse? See yourself as a better spouse. And when that picture is attained, you will be a better spouse. Want to stop smoking? See yourself as a non-smoker. And you will tame that crazy uncle. And you'll stop smoking. No patches, no pills. Just the picture in your mind of who you are. The key to all of these changes is truth and belief. If you do not sincerely believe you can habituate and believe the truth of that perception, your crazy uncle will continue to drive you crazy because you cannot fool yourself. Remember, you are your greatest wizard. If you tell yourself you can do this just because I tell you you can, you will not habituate, because it will not be the real truth to your creative subconscious. You must lock on to this new truth yourself because it's right for you, and you must lock out the old belief. You must tell yourself, I can do this. A short review. The object of our anger is not the ringing or the clicking or the whooshing or the vibrating. We think our crazy uncle is the object, but our frustration lies in the fact that he is here to stay, and we can't do anything about it. The more we try and run away from it, the deeper our anger becomes. I know. I sound like the crazy uncle, right? This works. If I could get every sufferer to hear my presentation and learn to change the way they see their disability, it would put many doctors, clinics, pill pushers, and scammers right out of business. Because tinnitus sufferers would not buy into what they are selling, and they would find true peace, even with their crazy uncle living with them. Will their tinnitus go away? Probably not. But their stress will be diminished. And we know stress spikes tinnitus. So, less stress, less intrusive the crazy uncle will be. So yes, it will help with our disability. In our next step, I'm going to teach how to care for our crazy uncle. Yes, you heard that right. I said care for our crazy uncle. The more care he gets, the less noise he makes. Right now, we simply want to get rid of him, and we'll do anything we can to get rid of him. And we keep trying and trying. And the more we try, the worse it gets. I'm going to teach a total paradigm shift. A paradigm shift. If you don't know what that means, please look it up. P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M. It's kind of a business term. A paradigm shift concerning our tinnitus, in the step entitled Taming Our Crazy Uncle. Until then, see you in the Academy.
J. Michael back. Wow. My guess is you didn't see that coming. But what Don says is true. The methodology works. We are getting close to the end. Tell your fellow sufferers about this presentation. We in the Majestic Academy believe that perfection is attainable, and perfection is the successful completion of a worthwhile goal, and our goal of habituation is just a few steps away. Until next time, see you in the Academy!